We roll on into hour two live in Oxnard. Practice going on. The boys are down on the field giving you the play-by-play and analysis. Camp brought to you by the on-time experts Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. An eventful 5 minutes there at the break. Mozzie made a play. Elam had a pick. Well, Chuck, tell me more.
He sure did. A little miscommunication with Dak and CD as CD continued to run a deep route, and I think Dak thought he was going to curl back. And Kyrie Elam just jumped it as the ball was thrown very, very short. Dak immediately trotted over to CD to talk to him about it as they were not on the same page. But Kyrie Elam keeps stacking up good days.
Yeah, it was his third interception in seven practices. We got a little scrimmage going on here.
Yeah, you could see this was brewing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
It's gotten a bit chippy here the last couple plays, and I think this is the second team. Brock Hoffman, you know, is in the middle of that one. Him and Mozzie are starting to shove each other back and forth, and Mozzie's getting called off.
Yeah. Well, that was a play that Milton throws the ball in the flat to Blue, and as Blue was running up the field, it's a third down run. He gets the first down on the catch, but then all of a sudden, and you talked about the chippiness of the play was happening all behind that.
Was the Dak pick from Elam like a miscommunication? The wide receiver just kept running?
That's exactly what happened.
It's funny. It's like CeeDee went vertical on the route, and Dak was thinking he was going to probably get a deep comeback or a deep out. And Elam just read exactly, you know, the ball was heading that direction. Elam just drove out of it. He's like, listen, I'm not covering you anymore. I'm just going to get this football. And was able to make the play. And then Dak walked over to CeeDee afterwards, kind of put his arm around him like to say, hey, listen, maybe I was thinking – you were going to do something differently there, and that was the miscommunication.
What can you tell me more about that, Mozzie? Was it a TFL?
Yeah, Mozzie was able to win. I mean, he was working against the twos. It was able to get up the field, get around the guard and make the play there. He was able to get Hoffman was playing the guard spot, and he was able to go around Hoffman to make that play.
Alrighty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, three live mics, brought to you by the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to have Donovan Ezeraku coming up on the show here in about 40 minutes or so. Krusty's Corner going to unload the notebook here coming up at about 3:15, 3:20. What's going on now, guys? They changed to the next portion. What are they focused on now?
Yeah, it's still – they're still kind of – they've been pretty stationary with the ball. They're right outside the red zone, I believe. Zach, am I right about that? Is the ball
outside?
It looks like it's on about the 22-yard line. So, you know, good job there by the defense being able to rally the ball. It's the ones are back in. So this will be one defense versus one offense. Keep an eye on with Nate Thomas. He's been doing a pretty good job. When I was watching him against Marshawn Nealon during the break, a couple of pass sets where Nealon had a really hard time of working him backwards. And so that was something pretty encouraging to see.
Well, he's got Ezeraku and Sam Williams opposite him here.
Hey, good pickup there. Picked up Ezeraku on the play. He was able to kick to the outside. Good set, balance. Boy, he has to be happy about that rep. Ezeraku has been giving everybody fits the way he gets off the ball. And Nate Thomas was in a good football position right there to accept him and not let him get too far up the field.
So your first impressions, like, of the developmental tackle stuff, the footwork, the not reaching, the staying inside yourself, how much of that is there with Nate?
Well, it looks like to me, like I've said, I've watched him three plays on pass rush, and every set has been pretty good. He hasn't been too far over his feet or anything like that, but yeah, just the balance. That's the main thing, especially against a guy like Ezeraku who can find a way to win the corner on you really quickly. And, you know, he showed really, really good patience on that to be able to make the set and then absorb the rusher and sit down and not let him go any further. Good
now,
job.
Now, I guess Todd Archer tweeted this. Maybe you guys mentioned it as I was looking, but Shoddy did kick out the tackle of Johnny Cornelius for throwing that punch.
Okay, there you go.
So
he said, if you throw punches, you're effing gone.
Yeah. Johnny Cornelius has just been escorted out. I got Christy over here who is making notes in the notebook right now. Christy, well, what are you thinking so far from practice?
Well, it looks good. Here's Dak, corner around.
Oh, there we go.
It's a touchdown to CD.
Another one.
We just had the little skirmish there, and Cornelius was taken up towards the locker room, and he was escorted by Cable Johnson, who's Cowboys security. So I wonder if it was a result from the little skirmish there. Because if it were a medical issue, it'd be one of the trainers or doctors, most likely.
Yeah.
No, Shotty's not messing around.
No, and I'll tell you what, hey, thank you, Christy, for that really nice throw by Dak. CD running a little bit of a kind of a corner route on that. They're just inside. They're on about the 12-yard line, and Lamb was able to go up. And Dak did a good job of reading because Hooker was the guy in coverage. So they were able to scheme that where they got Hooker in coverage on Lamb by alignment, and they got him enough space where he was able to work the corner, and Dak put the ball right where it needed to be.
I mean, if you could get confidence passing it in from inside the 10 or 15-yard line, this offense could go to the next level, and maybe we could finally say goodbye to settle in for field goals.
Yeah, that was a really nice design. They're playing these condensed formations down here, so everybody's pretty tight, and you know it makes the defense have to play pretty tight. But they did a good job of getting Hooker in coverage on that particular play.
Well, that's outstanding. Do you think they're going to be able
nice.
To get – I mean, and wouldn't you just go – if you got CeeDee or Pickens in man in that red zone situation, are you just throwing to him or are you gonna try to run it in?
Yeah, you just throw it to him if you have to. Right there, Ferguson with a touchdown. Zach, I saw a slot blitz coming from the backside. I think it was
– Yeah.
I think it was a welcome back to Ron Bland. I think nice. he was up slot. I mean, it had been to the left of Dak. Dak threw the ball to the right here, Ferguson. Ferguson with a nice catch right at the
really
pylon.
Good route, too.
Yeah, really good route. But, man, I mean, Dak might have got blasted from the backside. Again, Bland pulled off before he got there. Oh, here's a reverse.
Yeah, it's Jalen Brooks who takes it from the right to the left side.
Yeah.
They're using some of this now where you got Brooks, you got CeeDee Lamb who's gotten a carry. Javonte Williams a couple plays ago was showing off his ability as a pass catcher out of the backfield. So, I mean, you really are seeing everybody, at least from the running back room, get a chance to touch the football here. Moff, I think, might have had the best run that I've seen out here today.
Very nice. And Jaden Blue getting quite a bit of burn with the first team. Nick Harris is saying that the offensive lineman, Johnny Cornelius, might be hurt. So conflicting reports on that. We'll look for confirmation. What's going on next, boys?
Well, it looks like they're still down in this. They're really just outside the 10-yard line. So they're working. The ball has been pretty consistently about the 12-yard line.
We're definitely working red zone.
Yeah, we are working some red zone stuff. But here we have motions inside handoff. And there. Oh, it's the.
And the fake out. Yeah. It has a little play action. Yeah. They just popped it out. They had everything flowing to the left. They just have Neville, the fullback, come over to the right side in the flat. Dak just hit him for an easy pickup.
Seems like Dak's just freaking dialed today. Is this his best camp?
Well, I tell you,
the throw that
he made outside to Lamb for the touchdown was beautiful. The throw he made on the interception, God knows what he was thinking on that one. So yeah, he's had some moments where it's been some the deep ball throw he made yesterday to Pickens, I thought was a beautiful, or 2 days ago was a beautiful play. For what we've seen so far though, they've been trying to run the ball. Here's the sack. Ooh. Right here. That's gonna be Wheat. And guys like that, Tyrus Wheat gets back there. Joe Milton really holding the football, and then he tries to escape, but Tyrus Wheat was all over him right there. So, yeah, Dak has had some really quality throws, and then some others where, like I say, the interceptions are some of the guys he just hadn't seen, or he didn't see the defender, or like that one right there, they had a miscommunication between him and Lamb.
Well, I mean, it's going to be, clearly his job. I despite what the TikTok content creators say, there's no threat from Joe Milton. But why aren't we hearing more about Will Greer in these reps?
Well, they have completely just given this. I don't think I've seen Will Greer take a rep yet.
No, we have not.
Yeah.
They're trying to get Joe Milton the best opportunity to know the offense.
And that's Holden again, the Oregon undrafted rookie free agent who was with Junior Adams, the new wide receivers coach, a year ago. And Milton did a good job, was able to keep that one low, just looped it right past, I think it was one of the linebackers.
It was Zion Childers was in coverage, and you could see that he was, and they kind of had a little bit of a problem between him and Bruce Harmon. I believe Bruce Harmon, the corner, And then the other corner, Zion had a problem. Childers had a problem. It was kind of they were both playing like in and out. But, man, Milton did a great job of fitting the ball right in there between them.
All right, now we're switching out. We got 1v1 here.
Yeah, we're inside the 10 now. We're on about the 8-yard line is what we're looking at here with the one versus one.
Mingo out wide. Now, Terp's going to be in the slot here against Childress in a shotgun, and they're going to run a little play action. Boom, Fergie again. He's got it for another touchdown.
Yeah, that was
just
that
faked
was
a, it right out to the flat.
Yeah, they did. They faked that ball coming left, or excuse me, coming to the right, and Ferguson was out in the flat to the left. Dak just pulled it and fired it out to Ferguson, and he was able to beat McQuamu to the corner right there for the touchdown.
I think that's three straight plays for Dak now, three straight touchdowns.
Yeah, would you say offense definitely getting the better of the defense today?
I would say from what we've seen so far, it's been, there's been a couple of times there where probably were some plays where big plays would have been called sacks. I think there were two of them that like that. But in so far, once we've got inside the 10-yard line, it seems like the offense has kind of found their footing a little bit.
All righty, it's the G-Back Nation here. We got three live mics going on out there on the field. Guys, if there's a play you need to describe or jump in, feel free to do so.
Yeah, right there, Dak tried to throw the ball to Mingo. Mingo's working on the outside against McQuamu playing the left corner, and Dak just threw the ball a little bit too wide. Mingo, he's got some reach to him. He just could not pull that one in.
Hoping for the best for Mingo. If he can be a threat in the passing game just to offer that the defense has to react to and they don't know that, you know, it's just him coming in to run block, that would be massive.
Yep.
Speaking of the run game, I think the most headline-worthy thing of the day so far is Schottenheimer saying that the thing that you got to do playing elite defensive lineman is pound the frickin' football.
Yeah.
Just try to shove it up there. Bleep!
Yeah, exactly.
I love that, speaking my language out there.
Well, there's Booker just got beat by... Tolbert missed the ball there, misplayed. Booker was beaten badly by Osa Odigizua. That would have probably been a sack right there. So Dak was able to kind of run to his right. He tried to throw the ball to Tolbert on the back line, and Tolbert just couldn't pull it in.
But they ended up having Lamb and Pickens on the same side over there, and Tolbert did a good job. They kind of went into scramble drill. He's working on the baseline, and Dak just had to kind of throw one up to him to give him a shot at it. Just couldn't make the catch.
I don't know. This thing might be over. Let's see. But Shotty's bringing everybody to the middle of the field. I don't know if he wants to have a word with, like, listen, hey, we need to stop all this BS with kind of being chippy here. I think that might be the talk we're getting into right now.
Oh, we're about to get red-ass Shoddy ripping the guys for not having better discipline. They have for the last week. There's been great intensity, but they haven't had any fighting until just about 20 minutes or so ago. Let me ask you this, unless you guys have something to evaluate from that. Players still available in free agency, guys, as we sit here on this Wednesday, week and a half into camp. Any need for Amari Cooper, Asante Samuel Jr., Stephon Gilmore, Za'Darius Smith, obviously not. But you have Keenan Allen out there. You have Kaiser White, Jadeveon Clowney, Marcus Williams. How about Will Hernandez? Now, I saw he was finally cleared yesterday at the guard spot.
Yeah, I think to me right now, I think that usually the first couple of weeks of practice, you kind of get an idea about what you want to do, maybe what your team's going to look like. I think if they're going to hunt anything, I would hunt corners. I would try and hunt some corners here. I think, you know, with Carson being out and Bland being back in the mix, though, McQuamu, I think they want to play McQuamu in the slot some. I think if there's a position I'm going to hunt right now, I'm going to hunt the cornerback spot. They might be, you know, with the defensive tackle spot, that's something that, you know, it looks like to me they're pretty comfortable, at least through this, playing with a little bit lighter guys inside. But I like to say that, Zach, I don't know if you have any feelings about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm with you on corners 100%, but, I mean, kind of talking around.
Yeah.
They don't agree with us. I think that they like what they've got right now, and I think they might believe that Diggs and Revell could be ready to go possibly week one. So, I mean, because I had the Gilmore conversation. I went back, kind of tried to do some homework on that, and I don't think Gilmore is in play, at least right now. Now, if an injury happens...
I don't think he is either.
I think that they're kind of content with the room they've got. Now, things can change. They go into some of these preseason games. Maybe it doesn't look as good, but at least today... Some of the chatter that I got is I think they're fine with the way the room is, and they feel good about getting some of these guys back healthy, which kind of counters some of the chippiness we've heard back and forth with Diggs. Like, is he behind or is he not behind?
Man, if you get Diggs and Revell back, I think that changes a lot about how it would look at this team's chances of success.
Yeah,
Brian, have you seen Shoddy run these guys like this?
No, I have not. This is the first period of seven. They're doing like a version of kind of like gassers is really what they're doing.
I wonder
here.
If this is punishment.
Yeah, one of the family members who's heading through the VIP tent just stopped. I don't know if you heard her, but she goes, they're running suicides?
Yeah. he ripped them pretty good. Eric, what do you got?
Yeah.
So you think they're running as a
result? Too physical, a little bit too fight happy. So he called the team up and mother bleeped him for about 30 seconds and said, if you guys want to fight, then we're going to fight it out, running some gassers.
Okay.
Wow. So this is the first, like, shoddy disciplinary action here on field.
Hurt,
I love it.
This is Herb Brooks. This
yeah.
is like, this is like
again,
we play for the USA, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, you guys got so much extra energy, you want to fight? You know,
yeah.
you got time after the play to get in a wrestling match when the team needs you for the next rep? Okay, well, cool. This is great. You
yeah.
know, let's just get you here totally winded. And there is nothing that will send a stronger message than, hey, if you don't do what I say, you're going to feel like this tomorrow late in practice as well.
Absolutely.
Well, great stuff, boys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is
yeah.
fantastic coverage. The three
home.
Live mics. Every day we have Cowboys practice here. We'll do it again tomorrow starting at about 3:30, 3:40. And three live mics brought to you by the On-Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll come back, get you Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. And Donovan Ezeraku here next on your home of the Cowboys.